Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jean. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. You just bring up all these, you know, blood pressure raising issues in the morning. It wakes me right up. Anyhow, I have a question for you because I've been really paying attention to this. You know that will, and you know, and associated with ALEC and Americans for Prosperity and that group, and probably Koch and those people too. Well, anyway, you know, they wrote a lot of our legislation when nobody knew who wrote it. You know, and all the people go down to protest, you know, and, you know, try to get our representatives to change their mind. And I watched. Oh, man, I cried. I watched for hours and hours when Walker was in office, and I'd watch the hearings from the beginning to the end, like they'd be like all day and in, way into the night, and they'd vote after midnight, you know. It's probably somebody right. to see. And, you know, and they just go with Wisconsin Manufacturers and Americans for Prosperity and that group and totally ignore the hundreds of people that would go down to the Capitol on a lot of different issues. And then I noticed, too, that, you know, some illegal filings back there were by will. And then I started to go into other courts, you know, that were going through the same thing in their states like we were. And wouldn't you know, it was kind of the same type of legal writings. And I really believe that they're planted in every gal, you know, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist person, but gal darn it, the Koch brothers moved in, and I'm just using them, but ALEC, you know, that group, the wealthy, super wealthy that don't have anything better to do or love control. And, you know, they've worked in different states just like ours. And right. it's just amazing to me. And anyway, there was this woman, a woman lawyer, at the time they were trying to throw out our votes, and I think there was two lawsuits trying to throw out the votes in Wisconsin, and there was this one by a woman from Chippewa Falls, and her name was Karen L. Mueller, and it's Amos Center for Justice and Liberty. Have you ever heard of that?
Not that particular one. There's a lot of them with names sort of like that because they come across as real reassuring, but they really mask something different.
Yeah, and she wrote the lawsuit on behalf, her husband was the claimant. And you would not believe what her remedies. It was due to the drop boxes, and, you know, if you ever want the case number, you can call, I'll give you the information, because it was very interesting because they wanted to have like a declaratory judgment, wanted to temporary right. injunction, you know, and it was right. even to stop the vote count and right. then to throw out those ballots. Now, I heard all this stuff, but I didn't know that there was more than one lawsuit. And, you know, I mean, it was just sickening to read the legal document of what she wanted to do.
Right. Jean, you're hitting two issues that are vital. They're important, and I want to hit them both the time we have left because they're absolutely essential. One of them is these sort of these groups with very reassuring names that just operate across state lines and hand Republicans just, you know, boilerplate legislation, say pass it. In some cases, Republicans haven't even read it. And the second one is what you're describing. People starting these lawsuits and everybody think, oh, they must really care. Well, they don't care. These are funded by very, very right-wing groups and donors. So let's hit the first one first, because that you raise it. It's extremely important. This group ALEC, A-L-E-C, there's no guy named ALEC, okay? That's an acronym for something so they could come up with a name. And frankly, on the Democratic side, we do the same thing. Emily's List. There's no one named Emily. Emily is an acronym that stands for Early Money Is Like Yeast. In other words, you give it to women candidates, and it's like yeast. It grows up. I mean, it just swells, and then other money comes in. So ALEC is the same kind of thing on the other side. And what they do is they have their think tanks, basically in New York and Washington, who come up with very, very bad legislation. Act 10 was one of them. Right to Work is another one. And then they draft what's called kind of it's draft legislation, but it's really a model for people just to get up and say, we want that in our state, and you don't have to change a word on it. So it comes in. Alec will send in to Voss and say LeMahieu now, in the old days it was to Walker, and they'll say, here's what we want to pass. Hey, wait a minute, who's we? You got a frog in your pocket? You got a frog in your pocket? What do you mean, who's we? You got a tapeworm or something? There's more than one of you? We, who's we? Okay, we want it passed. We want it passed, they say. Walker says, yes, sir. Voss says, yes, sir. And it goes to the floor, because they can put it on the floor with gerrymander. The gerrymander, Evers can veto it now, but it goes on the floor with gerrymander. And in some cases, the Republicans weren't permitted to read it till they voted on it. For instance, on redistricting and gerrymandering. They couldn't read it till the very end. Then they had to come in one at a time, sign in, take a look at it, couldn't take a copy and left. Are you kidding me? If I were in the legislature as a Democrat and somebody tried to do that, I'd say, baloney, I want a copy of it right here, Jack, right here. And I'm going to decide after I read it. Anyway, they come in. Now, there have been amazingly stupid examples of what can happen when that goes on. And this is one that's not as destructive as a Republican, but it's kind of funny. The state of Nebraska at one point decided, well, we need a constitution. And so we're just going to copy the New York Constitution. And we're going to cross out the name New York and put in Nebraska. And they adopted the whole thing, except they didn't read it. And in the New York Constitution, there's a provision for port authority with New Jersey because there are ports in New York. Well, there are no ports in Nebraska because there ain't any water out in Nebraska. So Nebraska at one point, and they may still, I don't know if they changed it, had a port authority. Well, what happens here is they'll get a piece of legislation that says New Mexico, Texas, Alabama, Georgia. And then Voss has his secretary cross that state's name out and put in Wisconsin. I am waiting for the day that somebody makes a mistake and they pass legislation that applies to Georgia. That would be very, very funny. But that's what's happening, number one. Number two, on these lawsuits, you have people and you get test cases, and that has been deemed to be lawful. Plaintiffs' lawyers do that a lot for class actions. They go out and they find somebody who bought the product. They're going to give them a few bucks. They stick them in, and then the lead plaintiff sometimes gets extra compensation from the court. And they go with basically something that they created. Well, that's what the Republican Party is doing. They'll go to a Republican party somewhere in the state, and they'll go, we want to get rid of drop boxes. Well, I'm with that. You're right. Okay. Well, we're going to put you as the plaintiff. Okay. Yeah. How much is it going to cost me? Nothing. There's a guy paying for it. Who is the guy? None of your business. Okay. It's a billionaire somewhere. And then they're going to go in and say, this guy is so injured. Look at him cry. Stick him up and he'll rub his eyes. He cries. This is terrible, terrible. This is fake. This is fake. It's an abuse of the process. And you're right, Gene. Not just in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire, but elsewhere. They wanted to stop the counting of the votes. They wanted to throw the vote out. They wanted to throw the vote out. In Arizona, they put in legislation to make the presidential primary, or election, I should say, a beauty contest. The legislature picks it. They want to introduce that in other states, too. That ain't happening here. We sent regiments to the Civil War, remember? We were Lincoln's biggest supporters. We ain't going to let that happen. We ain't letting that happen. So you're absolutely right. It's happening with legislation. It's happening with lawsuits. And very, very dangerous. Whenever you see it, that lawsuit is not real. That lawsuit was ginned up by somebody out of state. See a lot of this bad legislation, Act 10, right to work, not real. Ginned up out of state, but Walker was governor, and he signed it. Evers will veto it. If they ever get back in, they'll pull the same malarkey. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.